now we're on stage two of load shedding. We used to have it during winter. Remember those days? Yeah. Sad, sad days. Sad days. Then we'd be like stage three, stage four. No, that's stage 10. Okay, I'm lying, not stage 10. But it got really, really bad. And now it's in the middle of summer where generally we use less electricity, but yet there's load shedding. Why is that so? We decided let's make a Tabuti call.
The Tabuti call. This is the Tabuti call. Hello.
On the line to give us a little bit of clarity is energy expert Ted Blom. He established an energy expert coalition comprising of respected energy analysts, lawyers, and professionals. Ted, thank you so much for your time.
Good afternoon.
Why is it that we're having load shedding? I mean, usually it happens in the winter.
Okay, there are three major problems why Eskom currently has load shedding. The first is that they haven't developed new coal mines to replace the ones that are depleted, as they were warned in 2007. In 2007, they undertook to open 40 new coal mines. They've done zero 11 years later. That's the first issue. So now the result of that is they're buying scrappy coal from every Tom, Dick and Harry. And that's got rock and suspect coal. So that's causing malfunction in the boilers. It's causing explosions, rock explosions, and malfunctioning in the boilers. So now the boilers are breaking down at a hell of a rate. There's 50% unavailability of boilers in the Mapumalanga area at the moment. And then thirdly, Eskom is now cash-trapped because it's not selling electricity. It's also giving away a lot of sales to the renewables crowd. So it's now beset by major debt problems that it can't service. And it hasn't got the money to buy proper coal, invest in mines, or fix up the plant.
So it's a bunch of issues. And, you know, the way it's sort of being sold in the media is not quite that. It's almost as though they have it under control. But it's almost like a broken car that you're trying to just quickly patch up. And you're only just ruining the car further.
Absolutely. So 50% of the engine is broken. It's not working at all.
Sure. And, I mean, how long do you think this is going to go on for? Seemingly when obviously they find a solution.
Okay, so the quickest solution on the coal shortage or problem is 5 years.
Wow.
If they decide to sign the new contract today, it'll take at least 5 years to develop one new coal mine. They need at least 20 according to my calculations, or 40 if you follow Eskom's calculations.
So Ted, what does that mean for the ordinary South African?
Brace yourself, because it's going to get far worse than what it is at the moment.
Wow.
Eskom is scheduled up to a level 8 load shedding. Level 8 load shedding is 17 hours a day. And I reckon there's a pretty good chance of us reaching that before the end of the year, maybe even before Christmas.
No. Okay, well, I mean, there's something I read where some experts are saying that we should all be looking at renewable energy. Could that possibly be a solution?
Well, that's part of Eskom's problem. That's saving Eskom's bacon today and yesterday. But the problem is it's only daytime power, and that doesn't help us during the night. So, and also the renewables, as it's currently structured by the Honorable Minister Khadebe, steals the money for the revenue from Eskom. And Eskom is the one who's in the hole with all the debt, 400 billion debt, and rising. So something has to break, and I think that's what's happening right now. The whole of Eskom is now broken, and one remedy can't fix it up. Even if you find a little bit of coal, even if you steal coal from the export industry, it's only a temporary patch. Eskom is beyond repair.